Jacksonville City Work Group on Sea Level Rise voted unanimously Friday to expand its purview to include non-coastal areas that were flooded after recent hurricanes. The group was originally tasked with recommending policies to address only what's called the coastal high hazard area, the area expected to be inundated with storm surge in a Category 1 hurricane. But Chair Emily Pierce says that's not an accurate representation of what's vulnerable.
Because we're supposed to be looking at areas that are vulnerable to sea level rise. And the most recent experience, like with Hurricane Irma, shows that coastal high hazard area 1 is not a broad enough definition.
Now the group will consider either the area expected to flood in a 500-year storm or the area storm surge would flood during a Category 3 hurricane, whichever is larger. Members of the work group also are asking the city to perform sea level rise and infrastructure vulnerability assessments every 5 years to help reevaluate those boundaries. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.